Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Right now, Brent Montgomery has been good enough to join us for Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Brett, thanks very much for your time. Tom King and Ben Casanilia with you in the K-Rock Hub back in Geelong. Our weather spies are telling us that it might be coming down from a very great height very soon, if not already. Can you give us a weather update for South Point Garden Supplies?
Yeah, guys, how are you? Well, it's sort of rained fairly lightly for the majority of the day, to be fair. And if anything, it's probably just lightened off in the last hour. So ground usually holds up pretty well. But a little bit of slippery stuff should be expected, which might just take that pressure up a touch.
Yep. Does it become a territory game then, more than a skill execution game, if that's the case?
Yeah, most likely. And to be fair, a lot of the games this year have either been played in a little bit of wet weather or heavy dew up north. So it's not something that's new to us, and it's part of our game that we really pride ourselves on anyway, to be able to play the territory game and get in behind it.
How have you spent the last fortnight, Brett? Obviously, a rare position for Port Adelaide to be in recent years, finals-wise, in terms of having that spell in the middle of it. How have you used the fortnight and, I suppose, kept the guys, at the top of their game and ready to hit the ground running tonight?
Well, I think in any normal year, I'm not sure the bye before the finals is of any value, to be honest. And I know that our coaching staff isn't a huge fan, but this being quite a unique year and being on 4, 5, and 6 day turnarounds, we think the week's helped us to actually get some meaningful training in, which we haven't been able to do. So whilst our guys haven't wanted to bang too many bodies in the last fortnight, they've certainly been intense and up for the blow. So we've got some work done this week that we hadn't been able to do for the last month, and we were happy with it.
How's Kenny? Kenny's a great friend of ours here at K-Rock Football through his Geelong link, and he was part of the team many, many years ago, and we speak to him occasionally here. But how's his mood been over the last fortnight?
I think Kenny's just, in terms of his demeanour and his overall attitude, he's been more relaxed than anything else. And I think he's quite at ease in which the way that the boys prepare and how they're led by Tommy Jonas. And I think he's an outstanding senior coach and manager in terms of being able to give his people good autonomy. So I don't think the last fortnight has necessarily been too much different for him. He looks on his toes. He's certainly happy. Just bumped into him a minute ago. So he's definitely in a good mood and ready to go.
Brandon, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. How many Cokes do you reckon he might have tonight, Kenny? He loves a Coke.
Well, the only thing he might have more than Cokes is donuts.
But, and chips.
Normally chugs back a couple, maybe one a quarter. Put him down for those.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt. Who's really surprised you? I mean, you're with the group all the time. Who's a player that you're really pleased for this year that's taken really giant strides in their footy?
I think probably, I mean, there's quite a number, but I think the one that stands out for me is probably Trent McKenzie. Only the one game last year and then hasn't missed this year and generally gets all the big jobs down back. And to be honest, he's knocked over all the big names all year and done it with very little fanfare. So with a guy whose career was very much in the balance, he's been able to stamp himself as one of the game's best defenders.
What's a stat? I know stats sometimes are meaningless in footy. There's so many of them. But what's a stat you'd like to win tonight that you think gives you a really good chance of beating Richmond?
I think from what we learnt when we played them here in earlier in the year, is front of centre footy will probably be key. So I guess whether that's time in possession, I think it's probably the amount of times we can turn it over in our front half and make sure that we don't have to do too much hard work with the ball and we get repeat entries. So go with front of centre turnovers.
How do you go? Do you get a bit toey nights like tonight? Do your juices get it sort of flowing?
Yeah, I think it's pretty hard not to. And look, that's probably the luxury of being a coach at a club that you played for and a club that you love. There's just that added bit of pride and passion that you carry into every game. And to see how people get back to the footy in numbers, particularly this week with 27,000, you've really got a sense of pride for what we're doing. And you feel for them. They've been away from the footy all year and haven't been able to watch their team in what has been a pretty unbelievable year, but our 150th celebration. So, yeah, very toey tonight and ready to go.
How's the feel been in Adelaide? I mean, we've got a very different environment here in Victoria, obviously no football at all. How has it felt like preliminary final week?
think it's been a slow build, that's for sure. Like I said, I don't think our fans have really been able to connect with the footy as they have in the past, and I think that's hurt us. I think the last month, at least with a crowd and some noise being allowed back to the game, has sparked some more interest. I know the Port was certainly up and going this week, and all those memories of 04 have come flooding back, and people are just can't wait to get to the venue tonight and help their team get to a grand final.
Brett, how important is Ryan Burton to your lineup?
Well, we've certainly missed him. The fact that he's only been able to sort of carve out half a dozen games this year has left a hole. What he does bring, he certainly makes everyone around him better, but he also gives us the important punch that we look for if we do get pinned in the back half. So, yeah, we missed him. He's a vital player. He's one that I know he gives me an enormous amount of faith because basically he can take anyone, tall, small. He can be up the ground, he can be deep. So he's probably got the most tools and the best skill set to play AFL out of our entire group, to be fair.
Yep. Justin Westhoff looms as an unlucky story. He's going to retire at the end of the year, along with Trav Boak, obviously one of only two surviving players from the 07 grand final side. How's he been around the group? And just from the outside looking in, he seems like one of those players that will just go, look, this is my lot, I'll deal with it, I'm not in the side, but gee, I tell you what, he'll be the bloke that'll be the first one on the ground if you were to win a flag next Saturday night.
Oh, I think you've summed him up really, really well. Look, there's no doubt that Hoff's hurting. Just you can see it in his eyes. He would never let any of his teammates know, and he certainly wouldn't make it about him. But it's been a long journey for him, and to be potentially on the verge of missing out on one of the club's biggest games in its history, yeah, that hurts. But we've had some selection dilemmas over the last 3 weeks, and I don't think if we got through this game next week would be any different. We need our tall forwards in particular to fire tonight. And whilst Westy will be sitting in the stand urging us on, he'll have half an eye on opportunity if we're good enough to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Trent McKenzie went to Tom Hawkins a fortnight ago. Will he get a revolt or a lynch tonight?
He will certainly get time on both. Can't really divulge where his majority time will go, but he'll certainly get time on both. And Tom Cleary, who didn't get any key matchups really last week, or last game against the Cats, I think we'll be calling on him to do a little bit more heavy lifting tonight.
Have you been just subtly reminding Michael Voss that who won in 2004?
I think every day Vossie drives into the club and parks his car, he gets that reminder. So he certainly doesn't need me ramming it down his throat. But look, he's been a great pick-up for this club, and he's been really important, particularly through this period of finals time, because you probably won't find a guy with more experience at this time of year than Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Brett, we really appreciate your time. A massive night for your footy club. A grand final berth is 2.25 hours away once they bounce the ball at 7.50 our time, and hopefully you're on the right side of the scoreboard and getting yourselves ready to head to Brisbane in the next few days and playing in the grand final. We really appreciate your time ahead of tonight's big game.
No problem at all, guys. Thanks very much.
Brett Montgomery joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.